We'll do a review on Likutei Sichas in Chelek Chof Beis, Volume 22. This is the second Sicha for the Parshas Tazria. The Rebbe reconciles the interpretation of the Alter Rebbe that the reason why the Negoyim, the skin rash of the Tzoras, is on the outside, because the person essentially is a good person, his inside is complete, it's just on the surface he has a Tzoras on the skin. But we know the Rambam, we know that Tzoras comes from Lashon Hara. How could we say that it's only on the skin, it's only on the outside, because we're talking about a person who is wholesome, when we know the Pashtus Tzoras comes from Lashon Hara? How could we say that he's wholesome? The Rebbe is mechadish that there is two aspects of Lashon Hara. There is one aspect of Lashon Hara where a person expresses his evil emotions, his character traits, speaking bad about somebody else. He also hurts the other person. That's a very negative expression of one's negative characteristics and tendencies to speak Lashon Hara. But then there's another aspect in Lashon Hara, just the evil tongue, without any intention. The fact that it is Lashon Hara, even if you don't mean anything, eventually this leads you to other things, and therefore that's represented by the skin rash. The rash skin is specifically related to the aspect of Lashon Hara, which is not a expression of one's bad character, but it is just the Lashon Hara itself. Let's see inside and we'll go step by step. Aleph, Tazria Beis Aleph. In Oneb from Parshas Nige Odom Shteit, in the beginning, in the section and the portion that talks about the Nige, the plagues of the people, the Pasuk states, Odom ki yiya be'oir besorei goymer. So the Torah says, Odom, the Odom, a man who on the skin of his flesh there will be a negatzaras, there will be a leprosy, there will be a rash, a nega, a plague. Who will get the plague? It says, Odom. Now, a human being has different names. Odom is considered to be the highest level. Der Pasuk nutz do dem toyar Odom. The verse uses here, the description calls him Odom. Was is der Shem Hamailo von Eden. That is the name that expresses the greatness of a Yid, is called an Odom. And amongst the four different names, it's the highest. Und der Hechster Toyar von den vier Toyarim. And that's the highest description amongst the four describing of a person. Odom, Ish, Gever, Enish. Those are four names for a person. So Odom is the highest of the advantages, more the levels, highest level in the person. So the question is, Odom ki yiyeh b'ayir b'sorei. Why does the Torah use Odom? Is yadua d'shaile. So it's known, the question, it's asked in many meforshim, al tereben l'kut Torah. V'kumtas, how come? As b'shas mahal bader darge fun Odom, when you're at the level Odom, the Torah calls you Odom. So by him sein beir besoreis eis goymer, why would there be in his skin of his flesh there should be this leprosy of seis, etc., Negoyim. If you're an Odom, why would you get Negoyim? And amongst the various different kinds of impurities, the leprosy impurity is one of the most serious ones. It was Tumas Tzoras, the impurity of the Tzoras, of the leprosy, is from the Tumas Hachi Chamuris, that is from the most serious Tumas, he has to say, outside, but the Yeshiv, very specific, applies to the Metzoira, to one who has this plague of the leprosy, of the Tzoras. Chazal zogen, and the sages even say, as metzoyra choshuv kemeis, that a metzoyra is considered like someone who is dead. So here we're saying who gets this tzaras is the Odom. So what does the Alter Rebbe explain? Is mevarder Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe explains actually that's the reason other people, their plague is not on the skin. They have a plague in the inside. This plague on the surface, on the skin, on the outside, is because he is Adam. Is Mevayir, the Alter Rebbe. The Alter Rebbe explains, as he on his sinus, that is actually the reason. Because he's on his sinus, that's why he gets the nega. Tav keder far vos esretzich wegen enem. Specifically, because we are talking about, we're dealing with, about such, was is in der Darge von Odom, which is in the level of Odom, was is a madreged gedoyla shlimu de kulo, which is a high step. He is the wholesome of all. The name Odom means that he has the shlemus in everything. And his high madreg is a loike b'tzaras. That's why he gets stuck at tzaras, because of his high madreg. That inyan ha-negoyim b'ir b'sori weist, with the idea of these plagues on this flesh, on the skin of the flesh, weist, that points, as the ravos is goyim dem nega, that the evil that the person has, which brings about, causes this plague, the plague needs to be similar to the evil that causes him, is not in that panemius from dimension. It's not inside the inner of the person. It's not inside. The skin rash shows there's something only on his surface. The Rebbe brings that Al-Sheikh is Mevayir, the Al-Sheikh explains, as by Rishoyim was Ikron Tuma, by Rishoyim whose main they are impure, Machtnit an Oven Arishim. Over here, a sin doesn't make a mark, bis Ezol Zain Nikir Bayer Bisori, to the extent that you should be able to tell on the skin of his flesh, because Val Min Beminoi Einechitzitz, a kind of its own is not a interruption, meaning in the evil person you can't see something, an interruption, you can't see a skin, you can't see a rash, because he's all rash, he's all evil, so there's no point of seeing this rash. The reason why we do have the rash is when the person is wholesome, nor as his blois, but his farblibun psoilos virain sein chitzonius. It is only that there is leftover, and evil in his externality. Besoif levushov, the Alter Rebbe's language in the end of his garments. Und der far ver der fun. Anega, and that's why from that kind of ra that remained in the end of the garment, that becomes anega be'oir besore davke, only on the skin, because this represents that the person is whole, it's only something on the outside that is plain. This also explains the Alter Rebbe why we don't have the goyim nowadays, because most of us are not just the skin. The mit is the Alter Rebbe oich mevayir. With this, the Alter Rebbe also explains. Farvos mitzvas negoyim eine noyeg bizmanenu ze. Why the mitzvah of the plagues does not custom in our times achar hachurban, after the destruction? Mipnei she'enu metzuyim klauchul, because these are not common. Achmaise nisimheim, as the Rambam, this is the language of the Rambam. We are bringing from Rambam, as it brings the Rambam. So, why is that takya? Why don't we have it at all? And it's exceptional, it's a maise nisim. Is because because it's not common found by us such that should have not have it on the inside, so they wouldn't get a plague of a skin rash. Because even the tzaddik and the one who's good still has some little bit of evil to contend with in the inside. Is that ra nit goyim ken negoyim? So that ra doesn't cause negoyim, that causes the inside. What causes negoyim is only if there's a little bit left on the surface, on the outside. But since we don't have that people, such people, that's how come the Alter Rebbe explains why the Rambam says that nowadays we don't have the leprosy. This rash, the negoyim. But based, the Rebbe is going to ask it, so it's totally not understood. Here we're making these people that are getting the rash as shlimu dekulu, wholesome people, when we know that you get a rash for speaking Lashon Hara, which is actually a pretty negative and bad sins. Beis, darf men verstehen, we need to understand. Chazal zogun, our sages of blessed memory say, as der inyan ha-negoyim kumt als oynish of chet Lashon Hara. The idea of these negoyim come as a punishment for the sin of Lashon Hara. Vos is a chet chomur b'yoyser, which is a very serious sin. Lashon Hara. Birezel is shokul keneged the gimel averis. To the extent that it's equal, Lashon Hara is corresponds to the three most serious averis. The gimel averis was yehorig val yaber, in which we are commanded that we should even let ourselves get killed and not violate those averis. That's how serious it is. And that's what the Gemara says. Chazal tell us that Lashon Hara is equal to that. The Rambam is Ma'arich in Hilchos Deis, as the Rambam at length in the Laws of Deis. Is Vikem and Zogun, how could we say, as it is an Odom Hasholim? You're saying we're talking about a person who's complete. Zayin Toyer is Odom. We describe him as Odom. We're only lacking the external sorting out. How could we say that when we know that he's getting the tzaraas for Lashon Hara, which is one of the most serious offenses? And the Tmi is not aggressive. Its surprise is even greater. The Rambam quote, the Alter Rebbe quotes the Rambam by trying to say that there's only a minimal amount of ra for, and he quotes the Rambam, which talks about a whole lot at length about how bad is Lashon Hara. The Tmi is not aggressive. The Choymer von Amsoper Losh Beloshon Hara. The seriousness from one who speaks, relates Lashon Hara, vergebracht in Rambam, is brought in Rambam, euch in der selber Halloche, also in that same Halloche, welcher der Alter Rebbe bringt als Reihe. Alter Rebbe brings us evidence. As Negoyim, seinen meisen Nisim, that plagues are considered to be miraculous acts, for seinen nit motzu bisman hazeh, that are not common nowadays. He quotes from the Rambam. In that same Halloche that the Alter Rebbe quotes, when it is dort meirich wie von dibur Lashon Hara, and over there he says at length that how from speaking Lashon Hara kemen kumen rachmon al-Litzlan, you might come, God forbid, bis zu kfiru beikar, to denying Hashem, the main thing, existence of Hashem. Und das sagt der Alte Rebbe. Here the Alte Rebbe is saying, as meret vegen odem mashalom, we're talking about a complete person. And on the other hand, Lashon Hara is bring you to denying Hashem, and that same law of the Rambam. And the Rebbe explains this by first explaining the length in the Rambam, what the Rambam is speaking about of in Dar Halach. Gimel. But man does verstehen behagdim habiyur. We'll understand this by first introducing an explanation in Hemshech Divrei HaRambam b'Halacha Hanal, in the flow of the words of the Rambam in the above mentioned Halacha. Nachdem wie der Rambam is mevayr as negoyim kumen al chet loshen hora. After the Rambam explains that the plagues come for the sin of loshen hora, umbring dem limud von Miriam, and he brings how we learned it out from Miriam that she got the leprosy for speaking Lashon Hara against Moshe Rabbeinu. Izer mamshich mitan inyan, he continues with a subject was hot lichayra nit kein shaychus to Lashon Hara, which seems that it does not have a connection to Lashon Hara. Valachas kam vekamon nit zu hilchus tumas tzaras, and for sure not to the laws of the Tumah of Tzaraas. This is the language quoting what the Rambam says over there. The Rambam says, Kal v'chomer fun Miriam. We learn a foratory from Miriam. Libnei odom harishoyim hatipshim. To the human beings, the evil, foolish people, shemarbim ledaber gedoylois v'liv niflois, they keep on blabbling, speaking big and wondrous things, they're just talking. This is the path of those who scorners, they sit, the evil scorners. They start off by speaking words of vanity. And then from this, boim l'saper b'gnusa tzadikim, they start talking about the shame, the degradation of tzadikim. U'metoich kach yilam hergel l'daber b'nevim, and this brings them to getting used to speaking against the prophets, v'losis toifi b'divreim, and to make doubts in the words of the prophets, to question the prophets. And then eventually this leads boim ledaber belikim. They come speak against Hashem, the koifrim beikar, and deny in Hashem. Zuhi sichas harishoyim. This is the talk of the evil. Shegorem eslahem, that is caused to them, yeshivas kronis, sitting at the corner, street corners, the yeshivas knesias shalame oritz, and sitting in the gathering of the Ame Oritz, of the lay people, the yeshivas bote mishtoyos imshoyse sheikhar, and sitting in the bars, in the party houses, with people that drink beer. Avol sichas ksheide Yisrael, Rambam concludes, but the talk of the righteous, the kosher of the Yisrael, eino yelo bedivrei Torah v'chochma, they discuss words of Torah v'chochma. Lefikoch HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ezer al Yodom, that's why Hashem helps them, u'mezako yisum boy, and he merits them with the words that the Torah that they discuss. So this seems like a totally side point to Lashon Hara. Dat men versteht. So we need to understand the Rebbe says, Aleph, da redt man doch wegen dem Isur von Dibur Lashon Hara. Here we are discussing the prohibition of speaking Lashon Hara, which is going to Tumas Tzaraas, which causes the Tumah of Tzaraas. Is vi pas da reinu ba'arichas. So how is it fit over here at length, wegen sichas harashoyim bechlal? Just discussing here what the evil people, their discussion. In welcher hebt sich on von die Bravoi? It starts actually with just vanity words. Nit loshnare, not bad tongue. And ends with denying Hashem, God forbid. But there's no specific connection to Lashon Hara. It starts with seemingly a lot less than Lashon Hara and ends with a lot worse than Lashon Hara. And the Rebbe says further, if this was the laws of Lashon Hara, maybe you want to bring also what Lashon Hara, evil tongue, come bring sometime. But this is talking about the Tumas Tzaraas. Why are we talking in Tumas Tzaraas, such a lengthy explanation about the Sichas Rishoyim? Afilam is Ozog. Even as you'll say, Asibald Lashon Hara is a prat in Sichas Rishoyim, since Lashon Hara is a detail, a specific in the evil of the speech of the evil, under Riber, and therefore Redendig wegen Lashon Hara, under Chaymer Derfun, as the Rambam was discussing Lashon Hara and the seriousness of it, Darf the Rambam lechaymer adover. So the Rambam, in order to show us the severity of it, Mevayr Zayim Bezeh, explaining this in dem Gnus von Sichas Rishoyim Bechlal v'chulu, the shame of the way the talk of the evil in general, Hotes nitke in ort in Hilchus Tumas Tzaraas, but that doesn't belong in the laws of Tumas Tzaraas. Was is there einish blois of Lashon Hara? Tzaraas comes for Lashon Hara, not for other things. The Arichas belangt lechayre nor in Hilchus Deis. This length seemingly belongs only in the laws of Deis. Vuaret prota dinu, it speaks the details of the din of Lashon Hara. Vimen darf sein obgit von diburim asurim, how we should be careful, be cautioned from words that are prohibited. So why does the Rambam bring it down here? Base number two, if the Rambam will do a reis bring in the mechaymer ha'isum for Lashon Hara, if the Rambam is intention here, what he wants is to bring out how serious the prohibition of Lashon Hara, the Gedab bring in the Lashonis Chamurim, he should have brought the very strict languages, which he writes about one who speaks Lashon Hara in the laws of Deis. He should have brought down over there, some over there. Nochmer, and even more, in Hilchus Deis bring the Rambam, the Maimer Chazal. In the laws of Deis, he brings the Rambam, the saying of our sages of blessed memory, one who relates Lashon Hara as if denying the main Hashem, as the chet from Lashon Hara, that the sin of Lashon Hara, mitzad atzma, just Lashon Hara, is chomur ki ilu kofer beikar, is as if you're denying the main in Hashem. So, just Lashon Hara itself, it's not that it leads you like the Sichas or the Shoyim eventually do. Mashenkin does zokter over here. He says, "As fun loshen hore, that from loshen hore, kumt speter. Eventually, they're sitting and talking. Kumt speter a roish kfira beiker. Then it comes out. Metechkach ulu, metechkach. From this, boim l'daber l'kim b'koyfim beiker. Eventually, they speak against Hashem and they deny the main thing. Aber nit. It doesn't say a loshen hore alein is kilu koyfir beiker, as if denying the main thing, which is denying Hashem. So if the Rambam wants to just tell us here how serious Lashon Hara is, so why doesn't he say this more serious, that this is Lashon Hara is Kaifer Beikir? And why does the Rambam want with this whole language over here? And the Rebbe is going to go on and explain now that there is a difference and there's two parts to Lashon Hara. Hilchus Deis, we talk about the evil intent and the evil character trait of speaking Lashon Hara, hurting somebody else. Here, in Tumas Tzaraas, we're talking about just the drags along, just the speaking of Lashon Hara. Ois Dalet, V'yeshleimer debir v'zeh. So we can say, what is the explanation that Rambam, the Rebbe says in this halacha, that the Rambam brings down all these details which don't seem to have anything to do with Hilchus Tumas Tzaraas, and he leaves out a lot of details that he brings down in Hilchus Deis, the severity of Lashon Hara. So mit der Arichas wegen dem Eifen von Sichas HaRishoyim, with the lengthy discussion about how the evil talk, kum der Rambam masbir zayn, that what the Rambam is coming here to explain, them gather from Lashon Hara, the definition of what Lashon Hara v'lchir gitzu farshtein, which gives us an understanding for vos di titzoa from Lashon Hara is tzaraas. Why the result of Lashon Hara is tzaraas? He's explaining this whole lengthy explanation, discussion about Sichas HaRishoyim is to tell us why leprosy comes from Lashon Hara. In Lashon Hara is ein Faran Zvei Inyonim. There are two aspects in Lashon Hara. Aleph das Reden Lashon Hara. One speaks Lashon Hara, welcher kommt von dem Midas Reus von Medaber, which come from the bad character trait of the one speaking. Hot Kine, Vesinli, has jealousy, hatred, Nazivaiter, so on. And is goyim hezek v'chulu, and he causes damage to them vemen baret, to the one who he is bad mouthing. Does haste the rike chesorin derbai is the main problem here is was sein loshen hora bringt aruis seine midas rois, his bad loshen hora brings out his bad characteristic trait umazig dem zweiten and hurts the other person. Und wegen dem Ingen in Loshen Hore red der Rambam Milchus Deis. That aspect of Loshen Hore, the Rambam is causing the laws of Deis. Wenn man sieht dort dem Teuchen von dem ganzen Pedek, in which we see the contents of the entire chapter, as er red als wegen die Burim van Hogus bilti Ritzuim Shem Odom Lachavedu. He discusses over there about all kinds of talk and conduct that are not wanted, not good conduct from a person to his friend, ben odom from a person to his friend. So that's one aspect of Lashon Hara. But beis Lashon Hara mitzadim dibur atzmi, Lashon Hara because of the speech itself. Einer vosret Lashon Hara, one who speaks Lashon Hara v'afilo nidbikavone v'chulu, even not with the intention to speak Lashon Hara, is der dibur gufa shlept im arayin indra. That speech alone drags him in into the evil. Although the power of speech seemingly is only an external power, it's alavush, it's a garment, and an external garment of the soul is a rober verbunden mit an etzem von Menschen, but it's still tied to the essence of the person. Bis as der Teuer von a Menschen is medaber, we describe a person as speaking. So that means that's the esm, high timer. When einer red Loshon Hara, when one speaks Loshon Hara, is der dibur bilti rotzui. That non-wanted speech schlept mitzad atzma on its own drags im marai noch merirah, even more in evil. So there is the evil speech just in the speech itself, not who is speaking, what he's doing damage, not because of what he's speaking, but just Loshon Hara in itself. Hey, und das ist euch, was der Rambam bringt, der Reus durch seine Riches. This is also that the Rambam brings out through his lengthy discussion, is so hilchus tumas tzaraas, wegen sichas harishoyim, about the discussing of the evil. Er hebt on, he starts, wie medarv sich oisiten. He begins by starting to be careful from hanhogus rishoyim hatipshim, from the conduct of the foolish evil shamarbim ledaber gedoilus venifloys. They speak big, wondrous thing, exaggeration, the blubber. Was there sin? There is noch talking to ichen hepechrotzu. There is no yet no content which is not desirable. There's no averus there. They're just stam hacking. Un in is there noch masbir? And then later on, he explains derech yeshivas haleitzim arishoyim. What is the path of these scorners? The way they sit, the evil. As bitchila medabrim marbim bedivrei avoyim. First, they start with a lot of narishkeit. They just speak a wasteful word. Vos in dem dibur is netokim idarovik hayitzvah. In that speech, there is no bad character trait. Aber odi diburim, but these speech schleppen the medaber, they drag the one that's speaking, bis zum tachlis arat, to the ultimate evil capture, divra Rambam, as the Rambam continues. Und das ist euch der geder von Loshen Hor. This is also what Loshen Hor is. Sichas harishoyim, to speak of the evil. Das Reden in an Eufen wie Rishoyim Reden. Loshen Hore means talking as Sichas Rishoyim, as Rishoyim speak. The Adgoshe, the emphasis is if them was eris nit nizar. The emphasis that you're not careful, which is Poygim v'chulu b'debura, you are blemishing your speech. Umid Rambam is madgish gleich b'tchilas ha'inyan, as the Rambam emphasizes immediately in the beginning of the subject. Ben ered v'nigoyim kumen mazir zayn fun loshen hora. When he discusses how plagues come to warn a person against loshen hora. So he goes from level, it starts with the house, it starts with the dishes, it starts with the clothing, it starts then the person itself, meaning there is a gradual reminder what just the speech itself, what it causes. When the Rambam and the Redvi Negoyim Kume Mazir Zayim from Loshen Hora, when he discusses how the Negoyim come to warn about Loshen Hora, as Bishas Mishtane bleib der Mensch, when his skin changes and he becomes nitzare, bleib der Mensch muvdal umefursam levadui. So this is even before that he will become separated and publicized alone. Achelo yisasi b'sichas harishoyim shual litzonas v'lashnari. He's not going to occupy himself any further in talking with the Rishoyim, and which is the scorning and mockery and Loshen Hora. So why does the Rambam add over here Litzones and Sichas Rishoyim? This is all the definition of what Loshen Hora is. It's not just the Loshen Hora, but it is the speech. It's the blemishing of the speech. The Lechayre, Sichas Rishoyim and Litzonis Madachar Shmei, who talked about the talk of the evil or the scorning, we're talking about Loshen Hora. We have the Tzaraas reminding of Loshen Hora. Nor their mit is the Rambam Oysen zu Mevair Zayin. The Rambam is trying to explain here, as Loshen Hora vel gebrengt zu Negoyim, that Loshen Hora that brings Negoyim, not the prohibition of Loshen Hora, but what aspect of the Loshen Hora brings to the Negoyim is a prat, it's a detail on kump mitzat sichas harishoyim bichlal. That's a detail that comes generally. This is just the evil talk in general. It's a deficiency in talk, not speaking, not the Loshen Hora, the intent. It's just the sichas harishoyim. It's a lacking in the speech, which is the externality. While the inyan for negoyim is kinal, because as we said before, the idea of this plague, as said before, as oir besoroi, the chitzoinis ha'odom is nitki deboy. We're talking about that the externality of the person is not the way it should be. The emphasis here is there's something wrong with the speech. Something is wrong with his outside. The plagues are a rash on his skin. This is to point to the fact something wrong in the way he speaks. Not an emotional, an evil, a bad intent, a damage, but a mere chisorin in speech. The Rambam prolongs the idea as Negoyim kommen zu Loshen Hora, that Negoyim come from Loshen Hora, wird abgelernt von Meitze Miriam. That this is learned from the act of Miriam. Weil inyan ze mazir ba Torah, and for this matter, the Torah warns, his boinenu, Look what happened to Miriam. The Rambam is trying to tell you, Miriam wasn't punished for any bad intention, and she didn't do any damage, just for allowing her speech to speak Lashon Hara. That's what the Rambam wants to learn from the Maisa Miriam. That Einish for Negoim, if Lashon Hara, why do we get plagued, the punishment of for Lashon Hara, is nit mitzad dem ersten inyan hanal in Lashon Hara. It's not because of the first aspect of Lashon Hara. That his bad characteristic traits do damage to the other one. Nor blois mitzad dem dibur atzme. It's just the dibur itself is what brings out the plague.
Born by Miriam
is the chadrab. By Miriam, you see, that's what we learned from Miriam. Gidalta abrikel. She raised him on her knees. Besikna ba'atzmoi. She endangered herself to save him from drowning, from the ocean. Irdibur is bechlal, from the water. Irdibur is bechlal nit given midar kavon leganoyis. Her speech was not with the intent to shame him. Unoch merzog the Rambam, further Rambam says, loydibra begnusa, she didn't even speak his elotosu, but she made a mistake. That what he did was wrong, but she didn't. Moshe himself did not care about all what she said. So this is why we want to learn this from Miriam. There was nothing wrong. Is in ir dibur is nit given kin shum rav hezek. In her speech, there was nothing bad or damaging. Nit mitzad Miriam or nit mitzad Moshe. Not from Miriam's perspective, she didn't intend bad. And not Moshe was hurt by it. It is a totally external matter that she spoke negatively. Yet she immediately she was punished with tzaras. So this points that the tzaras is associated with this speech, with blemishing the speech. Based on that, we also understand because the Rambam brings b'tchilas halacha now that he brings in the beginning the halacha dem seder ve'askum en negoyim, how the negoyim comes la'aziram meloshen hora, to warn them meloshen hora. First, you see the way it touches externally until it gets closer to home. Mishtanis kiris beitzay. First, the home's walls nigi botim. The noch, and then ibamad berishev, he still stands in his evil ways, mishtanu kliyoyrishim beisui. So then the leather vessels that in his homes change. The imamad birishev, he still continues to stand in his evil ways, mishtanim abgod misholov. Then his garments that are upon him change. Unarish dernoch, and only later on, imamad birishev, if he continues to stand in his evil ways, mishtanu oyrish, then his skin changes viitzareya, and he becomes with the leprosy. Baldos is masim to them teichen anal floshen horun zain seder. This fits to the idea of above floshen horun and its seder. B'shas man hept on redden loshen horun. When you just begin speaking loshen horun, is the dibur an inyan chitzoyin legamri. Speech is a totally external matter. V'cherirt im nit on, it doesn't touch him. Der far is loike nor der bais. That's why only the house was is in ganzen abgeteilt von him, which is totally separated from him. Aber was mer red, the more he speaks, als mer schleppt arein der dibur gufa. So the speech itself drags him in even more. Der rav werd bepnimiusse, the evil goes down to his inner. Und der far kommen die negoyim in Sachen, and then the plagues come in such matters, welche seinen nenter zu ihm, that are closer to him. What he uses, dishes, begod of his garments, biz oir besori, to the extent that it touches the skin of his flesh. B'shas ober, but this is still all external. B'shas ober dera geita rein, b'pnimius mamesh, when it actually enters inside, demult is netot der ganzer inyan and legoim kinal sifalov. Then there is no, the whole negoyim are not there anymore because the person is rotten on the inside and therefore it won't have negoy merom. Pianal is move on, and based on the above, it's understood the derbir from Alten Rebbe now, how the explanation of the Alten Rebbe mentioned before, as negoim kumen davke bar an odom hasholim, that these plagues come specifically by a person who is wholesome, was at misaking given kol hadvorim, chutz von seif levushav, who fixed all of his matters with the exception of the end of his garments. Is nit nor nit kein stira to the Ram, not only does it not contradict nor adrabe, but on the contrary, beide biru zanil b'kona echad, they both come up in the same line. They go together, they work out perfectly. The Rambam's description of nega, that it comes because of dibur, fits with what the Alter Rebbe said, the person od masholim, it's only externally. While these heroes from Loshon Hara was very always gebracht in Rambam, because being careful in Loshon Hara that it's brought by the Rambam is the zehirus in Dibro Mitzad Atzmei, that's being careful in the speech by itself, was is Adover Chitzoini, which is external matter, not in the actual Loshon Hara, which is Kekefer Avodah Zorah and has all the serious matters of intentionally hurting or comes because of bad characteristics. That's a separate matter. And once we have that Lashon Hara, that's talking not sufficient, just the nega, then there would be a lot more. Ches, apikol hanal vet menech verstein. The Rebbe explains now another matter. We also understand, varvos ditakone tare funegoyim. How come the correction, how do you clean this nega, is davke dur hakoyin, can only be through a kohen. A kohen has to tell him that he's clean. Why would you need a kohen if the person is only outwardly affected, but inside he's okay? Why can't he do tshuva by himself? L'cheir is nit muva. Seemingly, it's not understood. Since we're talking about a person who is an odom, he's a complete person. Kinal. Belchadiz bekoyach to mevar zayin ale zayin in yonim pnimim pnimim, who has the power to sort out his inner matters. Unhot as gitam bepoil, and he did it in actuality. Zanodom is vikumtes azer alein. How come that he himself cannot mevar zayin dechitzoni sarashaboy? Why shouldn't he be able to sort out his external, the bad that he finds externally in that dibur, in that? Why can't he do it? Is the nitzokoyin? Is the beer vazem? Is the answer to this? Those was an odom hasholim ken nichshol ver. Why could a person who is wholesome stumble in lashon hara and lashon hara alpha pivos harotchei mevarer given? Even though he already sorted out kol inyonim pnimim shaboy, all the inner matters that is his, is vayles ken zayin ara hanelam. Because it's possible that there is a hidden ra. It's called the depth of the ra. Was his tif mushrish in the odom, which is very deeply rooted in the person. It doesn't come out openly. It's hiddenness. The ra hanelam drik tzichois. How does that hidden evil express itself in the dibur ha'odom, in the speech of the person? Ukenal, as we mentioned earlier, as the dibur is farbundu mit netzam fun, mentioned that the speech is tied to the essence of the person. And such a speech, which seemingly is just an external matter, without any bad content there in that speech, in that external speech, is which that hidden ra expressed itself. Because if the contents is ra, is an odom hasholim, a person who is wholesome, the odom, for such a mevarigman zayin rashi bepnimis, who already sorted out the evil that was in the inside, nichayich tzored nazal chadeburim, he does not apply to him to go speak such words. Belochein, and therefore is there tikkun lefloshen hora. So therefore the correction for loshen hora duch mesaken zayin demra hanelom shebenavshi, by fixing that hidden ra that's in his soul. When the ribir is as dur hakoyin davke, that's why it comes specifically to hakoyin. Because he is chesed ilo, the supreme level of chesed. That's why he has the power to clean, to purify that hidden ra. Und der Far darf man haben Dibur HaKoyin. That's why we need the Koyin speech. The Dibur, emphasis, we're talking about Dibur. Tohirato, he has to say you're clean. But durch sein Dibur, through his Dibur, is er mamshich an oir elyon b'yoyser. He brings down a very high level of light. This is Mesakin dem ra hanelam, which fixes the hidden ra. Bees der Metzoyre ver toir betachlis, to the extent that the Metzoyre becomes totally clean. This is Mesichas Shabbos Parshas Tazria, Tovshin Mem Aleph.